Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A court of appeals ignores the United States Supreme Court precedent when it comes to an abortion buffer zone case. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber and Holly Mead. Well, this is our second trip to the Court of Appeals. It's what's called the Third Circuit Court of Appeals. It's the federal court of appeals, and it governs Pennsylvania and some other states. The case comes out of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, where several years ago, the city of Harrisburg adopted a buffer zone ordinance around abortion clinics. And this ordinance was presented to the city by Planned Parenthood. One of the council members has been an open, ardent advocate of Planned Parenthood. And without any investigation or any attempt to see whether the other laws that are already on the books would ultimately result in meeting the city's objective, they just passed this buffer zone. Matt, this buffer zone literally pushes the pro-life counselors, in some cases, up to 70 feet away from the Planned Parenthood abortion facility and prohibits their freedom of speech on the public sidewalk. Now, we represent a couple of different pro-life sidewalk counselors that are peaceful. They don't use megaphones or amplification devices. They don't block clinics. They don't block passageways. They are just there to pray and to talk on a normal conversational level with women and families, people that are going into this abortion clinic. We represent Becky Bitter and Colleen Riley. And you can't actually engage in a peaceful, just a casual, normal conversation when you're 70 feet away from an individual.
It's kind of hard, yeah.
So that's where we are. We filed suit. The lower district court ruled against us. We appealed that to the Court of Appeals. They reversed in our favor unanimously. We went back to the court. The court ruled against us again. And this time, the lower court decided to interpret the ordinance contrary to its actual language and contrary to the city's own interpretation and application, and essentially said, well, it doesn't apply to these sidewalk counselors. And, of course, that's a complete rewrite of this law, and it's completely contrary to what the city has done and argued in the briefs. So we appealed that again. The case is clearly unconstitutional. And the Court of Appeals now upheld the decision. These are individuals that are appointed by Obama and Bill Clinton. So we are now at a point to take this to another level.
And in so doing, they have, once again, they've completely discarded and ignored the Supreme Court's clear decision that these buffer zones are unconstitutional. McCullen v. Coakley, there have been other cases. I mean, this has been litigated and relitigated at the Supreme Court level, yet the tendency toward judicial activism is so strong, even at the Court of Appeals here, that they'll just ignore the Supreme Court.
And, you know, I mean, legally, this is a free speech issue, but this is also, when it comes down to it, bottom line, spiritual warfare, because we know that every day, number one, babies are saved, and number two, women come to Christ because of these people that who lovingly stand on the sidewalk and share the gospel and tell these women there are options when these women feel like they have no hope, no other options. They share with them. They offer help, and these babies are saved, and these women come to know Jesus Christ as a result.
Yeah, and that's why Planned Parenthood and these pro-Planned Parenthood organizations and people don't want they don't want laws that will provide for informed consent. They don't want laws that provide for ultrasound because they don't want women to know about what's actually in their womb. They don't want them to realize that it's actually a human being, because if they know, they'll change their mind.
And take dollars out of the Planned Parenthood's pockets.
Yeah, and they don't want these individuals, peaceful as they are, to give them any alternative because it's a money-making machine. And they don't want anything to interfere with their blood money. So this case, you know, the Supreme Court decision, the last one, was on that they decided on buffer zones, is what you talked about, Matt, the case called McCullen versus Coakley. The Supreme Court struck down that buffer zone. And it was the same kind of thing, a buffer zone to prevent people from coming near an abortion facility, just like the one in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. What the Supreme Court said, among other things, is that in that case, the government has to prove, it's the government's burden to prove, that it considered other alternatives prior to enacting a total ban on protected speech, and to prove that its speech restrictive ordinance is the least restrictive alternative available. In other words, that there's nothing else that they can do. They had to show that they've done everything possible. All the other laws that they have, they've tried, and the problem still persists. Now, the problem is not with peaceful speech on a public sidewalk. People might think that's a problem, but that's a First Amendment right. The problem I'm talking about that they might encounter is people blocking the sidewalk, people not being able to get into a facility. If that has been an ongoing problem and they've tried every other law that's already on the books, then they want to just ban these people from being there and move them away and have the speech restrictive buffer zone. They need to not only show that they've tried everything and everything's failed, but also that what they're doing is the only possible alternative left. There's nothing else that they could possibly do. That's a very high burden to reach, because when you're restricting speech, you have to show that you've done everything and this is the last possible thing. So what happened in this particular case is, did the city do anything in Harrisburg? No.
No.
They have laws on the books regarding harassment, assault. Assault means that you put somebody in fear of their life or in danger. Doesn't mean a battery. A battery is when you touch them. Assault is when you just have verbal or expressive activity, maybe a 6'8" person towering over a 4', you know, 8" person and threatening them.
You put them in apprehension or fear for their safety or their
right.
life or limb.
And you're very angry, yeah. So yeah, right. You're putting them in.
And that's not happening with these counselors at all.
Never.
They're not blocking anybody, nothing like that. They're just talking.
Yeah, they're
so
just talking.
None of the elements are present here. They haven't taken any of the prerequisite steps. They haven't done anything. And there hasn't been an issue because none of that's going on. Their people aren't being blocked. They're not being
that's
prohibited.
Right.
These are peaceful prayers and simple conversation with these Christian pro-life protesters who are exercising their First Amendment rights.
Yeah, there are trespass laws that you can't trespass on private property. There's harassment, there's stalking, there's other kinds of laws, assault, battery, blocking access. All those are available. Before they got this ordinance from Planned Parenthood and they just rubber stamped it, passed it as is, there was no arrest. There's never been any arrest. So they can't show any history of problems. They can't show any history of attempting to apply any of their existing laws. They can't show any history of enacting an ordinance that is less restrictive. They just went from doing nothing to this, putting these individuals up to 70 feet away. And the city, in their testimony and in their arguments, they said this, because the judge, you know, tried to save the ordinance. The lower court judge tried to save the ordinance by limiting its application, saying, well, it doesn't apply to these sidewalk counselors. But the city says, oh, yes, it does apply. The city says that if two people are just talking on the sidewalk and they're talking about how are you doing, the weather, or how do you get to this particular address, that's okay. But if they're talking about something of, quote, substance, then that is prohibited by the ordinance, meaning that these police officers have to...
They're going to monitor people's speech
now? Monitor, and the substance is abortion.
Oh, dear.
If they're talking about abortion, that's not permissible. Now, that's certainly unconstitutional. It's
uh-huh.
It's clear on its face that it's unconstitutional. The city did nothing. ahead of time. The city clearly has an agenda and an application and an interpretation to apply this only against pro-life speech. So we will take this to another level. Continue to pray for the case. We've had two trips before the lower court, two trips before the Court of Appeals, and the case is far from over. Pray for Liberty Counsel as we continue to stand for religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and the family. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776.